The other beauty of this is I can just start recording and then you just so you chop all that shit out.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So you can, you don't have to do the start sort of thing. You can do the, you can just casually.
Go now.
Yeah.
I mean, we can talk about this shit for hours.
So you can almost do the Cliff, what's his name? Not Cliff.
Cliff Richard.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Not Cliff Richard, far out. It's probably not even that. It's not. It's Clint. Completely unrelated.
Clithero.
No. Clint Eastwood. Because he doesn't say action.
Oh, doesn't he?
No, just lets him, whenever you're ready. That's what he says.
Oh, really?
And then his actors just start.
Yeah, because action, you go, oh my God, I need to do action.
And he said, they go, and there's always a jerk at the beginning. And he's like, just whenever you're ready.
Mm, I like that.
He's a nice fellow.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Not that I know. Although he did those Every Which Way But Loose movies.
Yeah, they're a bit, I know.
It was just weird. Anyway, shall we talk Mother's Day and playlists? Or shall we wait till something magical happens?
Something magical.
Your mic thingy folds up like a spaceship.
Yes, it does.
Does it make noises like a spaceship?
Keep talking.
Does it make noises like a spaceship?
Let me play some playback. There is a way to get it live, but I can't remember how to do that. Oh, that's better. That's louder. Okay.
Okay.
So. Mother's Day playlists.
Mother's Day playlists.
In fact, I think you'll find before we even start, I've done a little bit of prep work.
Am I surprised? Does his face look surprised?
I've got a CD next to you, just on top of the thing over there.
Not Smooth FM.
Smooth FM.
Oh, no. Music for Mum.
Music for Mum 2015.
Yeah.
In fact, you can keep that because I got these free at a trivia night to give away at a trivia night, and I just couldn't give enough of them
Neil.
Away.
Wow. Let's have a look. You're just the best friend ever.
Let's start thinking. Let's get some of those songs to start us thinking.
Okay. What do we got? CD one. Let's go. Oh my goodness! I just saw CD two and just freaked. Starship.
we built this city on rock and roll.
Nothing's gonna stop us now. How is that Mum related?
It was from the movie Mannequin.
Weird. Okay, sorry. Let me just ignore CD two for the moment because it's just really putting me off my mojo.
Freaking you out. Okay, let's go back to one.
So let's go CD one. So we've got Van Morrison, Brown Eyed Girl.
Nice. Yeah.
Particularly Mother. Well, all mothers have got brown eyes, is that what they're telling us?
I don't know.
They probably do all have brown eyes, but not the one you're thinking. Oh, my God. Did I say that? That's
so
delete
wrong
that.
With mother's things. Yeah,
delete that, because that's not me. Yep. That's so not me. And I'll get really embarrassed when that's out there. So, delete that. Okay, so number two, Daryl Hall and John Oates. Oh.
What? Man eater?
Actually, that would be perfect.
You're a dad eater.
Dad eater. That would be really good. We should totally put that on our Mother's Day list because that is funny. And even if you and I are the only ones that laugh, who cares?
We're going, what the fuck? Whoa, here she comes.
No, that's totally going on the list. Okay, number three, Michael Jackson. Which do you think this could possibly be?
Man in the Mirror?
No. The Way You Make Me Feel.
Ew! Oh.
That is really gross.
That is super creepy.
That's so not going on the list.
No. Okay, keep going.
Okay, so really like the next artist. So that's Carole King.
Yes.
Love Carole. Love a bit of Carole.
What's she got? Which
it's Carole? Too late.
That's a song she wrote when she was divorcing her husband.
Maybe that's a hint. Maybe it's for people that want their mothers to divorce their fathers. Here's the song for you.
Whiskey, Tango, Foxtrot. Yeah.
And maybe they're kind of, maybe they're trying to cover all bases here. So they're going, let's give you some really creepy sick ones in case you're, have a very, very weird relationship with
your mom.
It's
great that Mum loves Carole King. Don't we all? I wouldn't be playing that on a special Mother's Day album.
No. They're not doing too good so far. Okay, so far we've kept him one, I think. Okay, so let's try the next one. So, Chicago. Hard to say I'm sorry. I suppose if you're a naughty child.
Yeah, all the shit I've done all over the years. Yeah. But
hard to say, though? That's almost like going, suffer. You're a mum. You get to have the worst things, experiences ever.
Yeah, next.
Bread.
if?
Make it with you.
Ooh.
Isn't that a love song? Like a love, love, love song.
I want to make it.
Yes, yeah, so wrong.
Well, I think maybe we're being a bit too literal with these. Maybe they're just songs that Mum grew up with that she likes, would like, you know, would have liked in her day.
In her day. No.
If Mum was born in 1945.
Yeah, maybe. Because it's a bit random, though, because then you've kind of, there's Whitney Houston later, so... And Diana Krall later, too. They're not like, yeah, so it's a bit random.
Okay, keep going.
Alrighty, okay. Number 7, Earth, Wind & Fire, After the Love Has Gone.
Really?
Okay. All right. Let's just move on because these are getting super, duper weird.
Yep.
Dionne Warwick, Walk On By.
And again, what has that got to do with Mother's Day? Apart from...
I'm wondering whether they have a particular beat or something that they're after, like a particular rhythm. Let's get that rhythm.
Burt Bacharach's nice. Yeah, let's put that on there. It's probably the ones they could get the rights to, or they don't, you know.
You reckon?
Yeah.
they could have the rights to Starship. Anything from Starship, they could just take
it. Come
on,
we built this city. Burn
it. It is not good. Don't you dare say that.
It's awesome.
It's complete.
It's 80s awesomeness.
Wow.
In the same way that fluoro pants and big hair
and
were awesome.
Hyper, yep. And hyper t-shirts.
Exactly. It's that same kind of 80s awesome.
And leggings. Leg warmers, specifically. All right, okay, let's just keep going. Let's just see if there's anything good here. Mm-hmm. Then we've got Bobby Darin, Dream Lover. Oh, boy. Poor Mum.
That's for your nana. That's for...
You reckon?
That's not for Mum, that's for Nana. Bobby Darin was, you know, teen idol in the 50s.
Yeah, like a long time ago.
Yeah, except he had two names, which was probably unusual for a teen idol in the 50s. Because then with Dion and...
Oh, yeah.
Because that was the thing to do.
But then it's kind of like two names, two first names, even though they're spelled different. So maybe that's how he got away with it.
I don't know.
I just couldn't choose which first name I'm going to have, or one name. So I'll just have two first names.
And his name was probably, I'll have to look that up. He was probably, you know, Bobby Darinowski or something. He had to anglicise it back then.
Yeah, probably.
I'm going
to
Google
it. All right, so number 10. This is just number 10. Still got so far to go. Ben E. King. I don't think I've heard Ben E. King do this one before. Stand By Me. No, that's a good song.
Yeah.
That one?
Did he sing that originally? He was the original, wasn't he?
I think so.
Yeah.
But I've not heard that version. Okay. So I'll have to
good version. The version yes. on here. We approve of that one.
Okay, so that's...
Tick. One tick.
One tick. Ooh. Oh, Brown Eyed Girl was kind of in there, but...
It's a good song, but not for Mother's Day.
Yeah, it didn't seem very motherly to
me. We're going
to
think about this in terms of the audience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're, you know, focused completely on the customer here, the end customer. Mm-hmm. So then we've got Whitney, and she's talking about... Come on, you guess. No.
The greatest love of all?
No, but that would be, you know, a bit creepy still, but maybe more appropriate. At least it would make them feel good.
Well, because you're talking about, I believe that children are the future, teach them well and let them lead the way. You know, that's
mothers.
Yeah,
that's mothers. That's mothers. This one is Where Do Broken Hearts Go?
No.
Boom, boom.
Yeah, sorry, right. Big cross.
12, Christina Aguilera.
Come on over. Genie in a bottle? What are they?
Beautiful,
okay.
Yeah. It's okay. Is that a tick? Is that two ticks? It's kind of like a half tick. It's almost like Brown Eyed Girl half tick.
Yeah. It's like a little V. You don't finish the rest of the tick.
No flourish. We're not adding any flourish to that one.
Mm. Good. Again, great song.
Great. No problems with the song.
Mother's Day. No.
Mm.
No.
Okay. All right. So let's go. 13. George Michael. Faith. Mothery.
Yeah, anyway.
It's at a half. It's, you know, it's not a full. That's a really good appropriate one.
Fun, but it's Mother's Day. Yeah.
Okay, I'm crying with laughter here. It's ridiculous. Because I just saw the next one, which was Billy Ocean, Caribbean Queen. Caribbean Queen. Of course, with the extra bits, No More Love on the Run.
Yeah. Is it No More or is it just Love on the Run?
No More Love on the Run.
No More Love on the Run. Yeah, okay. Yeah, not something I'd pick for my mum.
I can't imagine
or anyone,
my mum.
Not that my mother's into music much, but not something I'd pick for my mother.
No. Okay. So now we're hitting sort of 90s full on.
Yep.
Take that.
Back for good?
Pray.
Oh, wow.
Wow. I don't even think I know that one. So
yeah, keep going. You're not missing much.
Number 16, The Monkees. Daydream Believer. Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably because Mum knows all the words.
Yeah.
It'd be don't like, you know Mum can belt that shit out. Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah, okay, but I'm thinking right, specifically for Mum.
Because I was just going to go, right, that's it, no longer friends.
Unless,
sorry.
You know, unless you're a Gen Y and your mum was born in the 60s and then she wouldn't have had that song growing up.
No.
Again, your mum has to be, this is all Nana's stuff yeah. in the 60s because your mum would have had to have been born in the, you know.
Well, yeah, because that's true because it's, you know, as you know.
Mum would have had to have been a teenager at least.
Yeah, because the Monkees also covered some Neil songs.
Well, Neil Diamond was one of the writers for them.
Yeah. Yes. And that was like, that was early 70s.
Yeah, oh, well, late 60s. Late the TV 60s, early show, 70s, yeah, but yeah. I think the first stuff was, yeah.
What? Maybe it was because I was in the country. That's why I got it.
Maybe years later. Yes.
Alrighty, okay. Number 17. So this is the end of CD1. Are we ready for the end of CD1?
Oh, what do we take it home? What do we got?
Take it home. We've got Billy Joel.
Mm-hmm.
Leave a Tender Moment Alone. My mum would just go, don't speak, pick that scab. That's yeah. what my mum would go. Not leave a tender moment alone. Yeah. Weird.
Yeah, you'd think, I don't know, even Always a Woman to Me, or I don't, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, good point.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, so far from CD1, we have one real tick and about three half ticks.
Good.
So we're doing well. We've got a quarter of an album, a quarter of a playlist.
See? And you go through the next one, we might have two songs. That's two less songs you have to do on your CD.
Oh, phew.
Yeah.
She's making it really good for me. Thank you.
Excellent.
So we've already talked about Starship and, yeah, let's just move on. Okay, so then we've got Air Supply. It's a good old Air Supply. Very good on the love songs. Very good on the love songs.
Lost in Love, is it? Or
nah.
Every Woman in the World?
Nah.
Two Less Lonely People?
No. You're just going to go through their entire...
No, that's a bit sad that I know them.
Well, no, I think it's kind of cute, actually. Love and Other Bruises.
Oh, yeah. Not one of my faves.
I know, but it's like a half, I think. Because, yeah, kids, yeah, okay. bruises, mums.
Yeah, possibly.
When
possibly.
Kids punch mums, bruises.
And, you know, desperate times call for desperate measures. Yeah. Let's give that a half. You know, half
all right, here we go. Here we go. We were actually talking about this earlier this evening. Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers.
Islands in the Stream. Barry Gibb.
Yep, there we go. That's what you were telling me about this morning, yes. which is awesome.
Yes.
All right. So everybody's famous dancing buddy, not necessarily good singing buddy. Oh, that sounds okay. Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, yeah. She's like the wind. Oh, can only be She's Like the Wind.
Yeah, I think that was
the It's not like he had a whole slew of hits.
Did he have an album, though? I wonder if he had like a whole album, but that was the only single that came out.
Probably. I mean, if David Hasselhoff can, yeah, surely anyone Patrick Swayze can. That's in my book of misheard song lyrics as She's Like Fred Gwynn. He's Herman Munster.
I like it. So I think that one gets a tick even, a full tick.
Let's put that in.
Because he's Patrick Swayze too, so it kind of gets a full tick.
Yeah. Mums and nanas love Patrick Swayze.
Oh, yeah. BTW. I think pretty much any woman with a heartbeat loves. Well, probably that's
and
probably
10% of the male population too, probably. Yeah.
Now, this is a real throwback, okay? The Shirleys. Or it could be the Shirelles.
Oh, Shirelles, yeah.
Shirelles, let's try that again.
Shirelles, that's sort of like My Boyfriend's Back.
It sounds
back
awful. Will You Love Me Tomorrow?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
For Your Mum.
Which Carole King wrote, by the way.
I don't even recall the song.
Will You Still Love Me
Tomorrow? Yeah, okay, I do, because Carole King has also sang that.
Yes,
so.
Carole King wrote it. She did a lot of, she wrote a lot of Motown stuff in the 50s. That's how she got her first gig, because her first song she wrote when she was 16 was It Might As Well Rain Until September.
Wow.
You know she wrote The Locomotion too.
Oh, that's a bit sad.
Not the Kylie version. Come on, music purist, come on. Back in the 50s when it was fun.
Yes, of course. I'm being very cheeky.
You are.
All right. Yvonne Elliman. If I Can't Have You.
I Don't Want Nobody, Baby.
Again,
yeah,
really not
for
Mum. That's just creepy levels.
Sorry, Smith, I do love you, but come on.
Johnny Mathis.
Lift Your Game.
And Denise, spelt very interestingly, Williams.
Yeah.
Too Much, Too Little, Too Late.
Too Late to Ever Try Again.
No. It's not Mum.
Just no.
No,
I think
okay.
Just let's know. Do, let's and just move go with on. Just know. Just know and move on.
All right, so wow, back in the past again. Gladys Knight's in the Pips, baby.
Yeah, love a bit of Gladys. Love me a bit of Gladys.
What have we got? We've got best thing that ever happened to me. Okay. I really had no choice.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to give that a tick.
All right, you can give it a tick. Give it a tick. All right. Wow, we are going back. The Doobie Brothers. What a fool believes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Random. Mum, you're a fool. All that stuff you believe. Yeah.
Okay. And let's not even get into all the falsetto that you have to sing to be able to sing along to that. No. Yeah. No.
No, that could be really ugly. Frankie Valli. So I told you. Yeah.
Mums and nanas freaking love Frankie Valli.
Mums and nanas.
love him. Yeah, what have we got from him?
Can't take my eyes off you.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to give that a tick from Mum album.
A Smooth FM Mum album. That is absolutely gold.
Smooth FM, go.
Smooth FM.
Okay, so then we've got Champagne without the E, so.
Which is what, I don't even think I've heard of that.
I don't know. How about, not about.
Yeah,
how about, so maybe that's the one that's kind of fully sick.
How about us? Some people are born for each other.
Oh, I didn't think whoever this person is singing. I'm assuming it's a he. It could be not.
I think it's two. It's a male and female.
Right. Okay.
Champagne. If there's no E in the end.
Yeah, champagne. Maybe it's Irish with your accent. So, you know, Diana Krall, The Look of Love.
Great song. And again, it's a Burt Bacharach classic.
Yeah, it is.
Love Diana Krall. I can't.
Yeah. I think she's okay. Like, not fabo, but okay.
Yeah.
All right, again, if you're a massive fan, then
no,
you can
not
do
massive
a
fan. I just a no, lot, you... lot of respect. A lot of respect for Diana Krall and big, big respect for Burt Bacharach.
Okay.
Respect.
Respect, Burt. So let's put it in. Let's put it in just because you're really kind of handy and loving about it. Well, all right, number 13, Randy Vandwarmer. Vandwarmer. Just when I needed you most.
Oh dear! Like you left me just when I needed you most. Is that song?
I think so.
No, there are so many things wrong with that song. No, I can't. No.
Okay. All right. It's all right. Deep breath. There we go. Okay.
We're good. We're back.
We're back in the room.
3, 2, 1.
Alison Moyet. Love Alison.
Love Alison.
Beautiful
and Yazoo.
Voice. So weird. Love Letters.
I don't know that one. Do I know that one?
Yeah, you would know it. I'm sure we would know it. Okay. But it's not immediately coming to mind. Plus, a love letter to your mum. To what?
When she was younger, she had love letters to your dad.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Maybe.
We can go with that.
Yeah.
Charlene.
I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me. Really? Is that?
Yeah.
It's the only, I've,
yeah.
I mean, what else could it be?
Never been to me.
Yes. Let's give. Let's give Mum a song that became famous 20 years after it was released with drag queens. Yeah. Mum, yeah. I think you look like a man. Happy freaking Mother's Day.
All right, okay, we're on the home stretch. Three to go. Come on, bring it home.
Come on, big dollars, no whammies, go.
Peaches and Herb. What is that word?
Shake your groove thing. No.
that would be a good one to put on there. Yeah, you know, mothers love a bit of a dance. Mm. Love a bit of a dance, mothers. Mm. Peaches and Herb is reunited.
Oh, reunited, and it feels so good.
Oh, that's kind of like when you go home and you stay with your mom and they just love it.
That is so cheesy. I'm going to put that in. I'm giving that a tick.
Giving the tick for the cheese factor. Yeah. Cheese factor, it wins. All right, okay, we've got Dorothy Moore. Moore, yeah.
All right.
As in Dudley Moore, that sort of Moore. Misty Blue.
Blank Faces.
Yes.
Insert cricket chirping noise.
Yep.
And
moving
next.
Along.
Come
Colby,
on.
Colby Callat.
Is this the last song? And it's
Last song. Yeah. Bubbly.
You can't just finish with two songs I've never heard of.
Well, sorry, Smooth FM. You've really annoyed. Sheesh. You're really annoyed, Neil. How on earth did you do that?
Okay.
Well, there you go. Oh, wow. There's a whole heap of really scary other ones.
Awesome. Let's critique those.
And let's just
coming
close
up in
the
our
case.
Series of six, we're going to...
Pick apart test. Every Smooth FM CD ever presented.
I'm pretty sure we're not their target audience.
Yeah.
Although I do, yeah. Actually, you know, it's a bit music. Nerdy. I do love a bit of Smooth FM, which is a bit guilty.
No, I quite like it too.
Just
it's like
in the car, in the car by yourself, when you want to just sing a bit of George Michael with no one else around.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's my, one of my guilty pleasures.
So out of that whole lot, we could possibly make a CD?
We could make at least, you know, a mixtape.
A mixtape.
With 10 things on it. But that's about it,
yeah.
I think.
The only other thing that I could, because I was thinking about it, but as I said to you, I only really had like one song that I thought of, because I kind of was thinking it'd be fun to do the alternate Mother's List, like not all the lovey-dovey stuff, because there's obviously loads of that, but like the, you know, I don't know, the Mother's Day list that would make people laugh or that's kind of a little bit off center, and there's this really good song that the Waifs do called Jillian,
Jillian.
I better probably get that name right before we record this for reals.
Yeah.
And that is kind of, it's a beautiful song about his mum and all of the things that she does during the day.
Okay.
It's kind of like a nice song.
Yeah.
It's like, but it's a nice song, not soppy, soppy song.
Yeah.
But then I was thinking, what else could there, and would there be, you know, could we use words that may have mother in them?
We can do alternative Mother's Day.
Yeah.
So, what's her name? Tracy Bonham, Mother.
Yes, I think so. Sort of like not the, okay, Mum, if you don't want
to. And I love that. Have you seen, do you know the song?
No.
Oh, I'll play it for you a bit later. But she, yeah, the film clip.
Insert
she's
music
the film
here.
Clip is, yeah, it's, you know, are you listening to me? She's singing on the TV while her mum's just vacuuming the house and not realising that she's on the TV singing to her.
Oh, wow.
And it's, you know, when you sent me into the world, were you scared I might get hurt?
Oh, that sounds awesome.
I'm hungry, I'm starving, I'm losing my mind. And then she just screams, everything's fine!
Yeah, that one's going on.
Okay, we'll definitely.
The alternate Mother's List. So this is kind of the lovey-dovey Smooth FM.
Yeah.
See where you're going with it. Weird and something's downright creepy.
Mm.
So you may need to see a psychologist toot sweet. To get some of that stuff sorted.
Yes.
But yeah, I reckon the alternate Mother's playlist.
All right. What else you got for that?
Well, I said I have a whole prep of one song. Yeah. But I wouldn't mind kind of just having a bit of a look around and seeing what else we could find. I'm sure there's some other things that are that are appropriate for this particular genre.
No, I like that. And I like the, critique of something else. Let's get someone else's and go, ew.
Yeah, I know. That was super duper fun. That was really good. We wouldn't
and
have
you know
had.
What? I didn't actually prepare that. It just happened to be sitting on my desk and I went, oh my God, this is perfect. Thank you, universe.
Awesome.
I had to move it out of the way to set the studio up. I went, oh my God,
that
we can talk about
just
this.
Too
and
good.
In fact, thank you, Christina, for being so wonderful today. This is yours.
Oh, Neil, can I? I can find out who the hell Dorothy Moore is and Gobby Callett.
And you can tape the through. Tape, listen to me, how old am I?
Tape.
Yeah. You can add to your iTunes the 3 or 4 songs on there that are worth keeping.
Not that one.
Well, some are worth keeping. They're just not
a
Mother's Day album.
Just not appropriate for Mother's Day.
Yes.
Just a little bit scary.
Well. Thank you very much, Christina, for testing that out with me. And,
no problem.
We'll turn that off now.
That was fun. That was really cool fun. That was like you and I just being.
I haven't turned it off yet.
Oh, haven't you? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God, Mr.
Oh, my God. Turn it off quick.